Welcome to the Minivate Gang Podcast for Friday, July 31st, 2009. This is Steve Borsch, and this week's podcast comes to you from the Social Media Breakfast.
This is Graham at Social Media Breakfast Twin Cities with the Minivate Gang, and I've got Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
And Phil Wilson.
Hi.
And this is Tim.
And Tim.
Excellent.
Okay, and we're going to do a little, what are we going to do, a little recap?
Just a recap on what's going on. Last night we were at the WordPress camp. Three of us were there.
I missed it. It was good, huh?
Yeah, it was real good. In fact, it was my particular presentation session went over like I, you know, crapped a lead balloon.
But What did you present?
Well, we talked about social publishing and live streaming, and I thought people would sort of jump in on it, but it's still kind of a foreign concept to most people.
Well, a lot of the WordPress folks are a little bit more on the the programming side rather than
That's true.
I mean, when you hold something at the nerdery, you're gonna get a lot of nerdy.
Yeah, I know. So, I should have been more nerdy.
I don't know if you can do that.
So how many showed up and how many of them were nerdery?
Well, they had like 85 people signed up, and we probably had about 40 people. I think.
Yeah, 35 or 40.
Yeah,
or 40.
Something like that.
But it was a good
start.
Group, and it was a nice start. And I thought that Jillian and Toby did a great job.
I do too. Yeah. Thank God. And Sierra Bravo's facility is fabulous. The thing that I liked about it that came out of it was doing something similar to what Sierra Bravo does when they do their all night.
Overnight challenge.
Is either be part of that and do it with WordPress, or have a specific goal and objective in mind about building a site for somebody, a nonprofit or something, in WordPress as a CMS, tying in
and
social stuff, and actually do it. Then you have a goal.
Yeah.
Then you pick your plugins, you'd choose your theme, or you'd build a theme and thesis.
So it was just a bunch of presentations by different.
No, there was a bunch of breakout sessions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, breakouts.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
So there was a welcome sort of thing, and then there was two sessions of breakouts. So there was six sessions going on throughout the night.
And there were Oreos and beer, so how bad could it be?
And chips.
And vegetables. That's true.
Somebody had vegetables.
So there were vegetables to eat, too.
Were most of the presenters nerdery people or not?
No.
Tim,
no, they just hosted it.
Okay. Yeah, Tim did WordPress as a CMS, then I don't know what was happening on the other.
There was WordPress for beginners, sort of a WordPress 101. Okay. There was a breakout for the planning of the next WordPress. There was
WordCamp.
WordCamp. And then there was some information on. We did sort of an on session just to talk about just various things.
Yeah. There was one on how to take a HTML design and convert it into a WordPress theme.
That had to be pretty big.
I didn't know that.
That was during mine. So apparently. There was only four people there, so it was.
I know people.
It was a very intimate group. But, yeah.
Okay. Well, and then we're standing on the deck at Vic's on St. Anthony, Maine.
Awesome venue. I love it.
Oh, it's beautiful. For the social media breakfast. And you got a few interviews, right?
Yeah, I bagged a few interviews early. I got here about 7:45, and we can post those later.
Okay.
I just grabbed people randomly. I was going to try to grab Brian Person, too, the national founder of Social Media Breakfast, who's this is the second event of ours he's been at in 3 months.
Right,
And Brad Bellever wants to grab us for a little podcast after this as well, so we're like cross-podcasting.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Okay. Wow, incredible.
We're pushing the limits here.
It's like a junket.
Right. And then the whole thing about the next SMB being at the State Fair, that'll be interesting.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Did he announce a date? Well, during the
28th of August.
28th of August, and tickets are going to be out today and on Monday. So if you're listening to the podcast.
We'll give you the heads up. Listen this afternoon.
Watch the Minivate Twitter feed on Monday so you can actually get some tickets. The other half of the tickets are going to go up then. There should be about 200 tickets total, I guess. That's what he said.
Where are they going to do it at the State Fair? Did he say
I don't know. At the KMSP studio area.
Cool.
So.
Oh.
Well, I got to dig out my John
stick. Are we gonna
little
have
social media?
Well, yeah, I gotta dig out.
Bacon on a stick.
I saw that tweet.
Yeah. Well, I gotta find my John Deere T-shirt. It's somewhere in one of the drawers. Got to dig that out.
Your big belt buckle and
my engineer boots. No, my engineer boots. I'll wear with shorts.
Well, listen to the social media breakfast today was very interesting. With Meg Canada had put together a panel of social media people from the nonprofit world, and that was a very
good panel. Yeah. It really was a good panel. Although I did say to my table mates, who are all women, that I felt a little discriminated against. There were no men on the board.
Yeah, clearly there was a little gender bias.
They immediately looked at me and said, "Hey, it's been all guys every other one." So.
That's right. They're getting back.
They're just catching up
a little bit. Yeah,
that's right.
But they were very well prepared. I thought they, Meg.
She really
spent
did a good
time
job
planning this out. How you doing, Ron? And asked excellent questions, and people had excellent comebacks. And
It's very rare that during a podcast that we'll have to acknowledge people walking by. I kind of like it.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice. We actually can see each other when we're talking.
Yeah, yeah. Say, by the way, I just tried a new app called iPadio, iPadio, and it is a live audio streaming. So what it does is once you start recording, it sends a link to Twitter. And anyone can click on the link and then come and they can listen to the thing live.
I'll be damned.
But can they join the conversation?
I haven't figured that out yet. I just tried it.
That would be cool if you could do that, couldn't it?
Get some interesting audio, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, but isn't Blog Talk Radio, and what's the other? There's another one that allows live callers to call.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio does that.
Talk Shoe.
Talk Shoe is the other one.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. Nobody seems to be using it. I mean, Leo quit using it, and a lot of people stopped using it. I don't know why, but...
Well, because it didn't work very well for a long time. It works actually okay right now.
Does it?
So, yeah, I've used it before. And there were some early problems. So, especially if you have a large audience like what Leo Laporte would have, there would be just too many people.
Right.
And it crashed the site.
Oh, my God. Meg Canada.
I had to go ahead and grab Meg to talk about
luminary show up
what we were doing at social media.
Oh, and here's another luminary.
And yet another. With,
Brian
actually.
Person, Steve Borsch.
Steve, how are you?
We do this Men of Eight Gang podcast, and so we're just sort of setting it up because he's got some interviews as well.
Right.
And
sure, I was going to grab Brian separately, but now we can get him in as part of the group.
Here we go.
Great to see you here.
Am I on?
You're on. That's Graham's phaser.
Yeah. Hey, it's great to be here. This is I've never been in Minneapolis or St. Paul in the wintertime. I got to say, this is my second time here in the warmer months, and it is gorgeous.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
And great location.
I've never
right
been
here
to Austin in the summer. I've only been there in the winter.
In the summer.
It's great as well. So.
Don't come.
Or don't come when the cedar trees are.
It's fine, but it's bloody hot, man. It's just,
yeah, I know.
It's just 100 degrees every day.
What brought you to town, other than this event?
In fact, it probably is somewhat accurate to say that I came for this event.
Oh, good.
So part of what part of my marketing budget, Live World, involves going to different social media related events to meet people, to build relationships, to look for business opportunities. And so this is one of the most thriving, probably the most successful, if you want.
That's what we've been saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's going really well. You have great folks here, great discussions, like the one that Meg led this morning. In Minneapolis, Twin Cities, let's say, in general, there's some real opportunities because we work with big brands and we work with agencies. Well, there are a lot of big brands and agencies
here.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is just actually a good environment for me to talk to people and look for opportunities. But
we're delighted to have you here again.
Thank you.
The second time in what, 3 months?
Second time in 3 months. And I don't think I can make the state fair one next month, but it sounds interesting.
Well, you could wear your cowboy boots and cowboy hat and you'd fit right in.
I think maybe one more time in the fall, and then I'm kind of wimpy. I moved out of the cold, so I don't know that I want to come back.
Well, maybe we'll come visit you in Austin in the wintertime.
There you go.
Cool. Yeah, but we've also got Meg Canada here, who led a great panel this morning. How you doing?
Good, thank you. And I wanted to say, I was just speaking with Brian inside about the power of social media breakfast for nonprofits, for folks that don't have the big budgets, even for folks who are job seekers. For me, as a librarian, and I know this has been a really valuable experience and an opportunity to connect with people that I wouldn't ordinarily get to meet and spend time with and have these conversations. I've learned a tremendous amount from our past sessions.
Yeah, I know I don't have any librarian friends till I met you at Social Media Breakfast.
There you go.
So,
they kept throwing Graham out of the library.
Yeah, they kept saying, you can't do that on that computer. You can't be surfing those sites. You know what
I'm
curious
about? Called a book, Graham.
One thing I'm curious about is I did send you a tweet about the collaboration of, because I was wondering, do these people collaborate with one another or discuss, or what do they do if they want to solve a problem or share best practices? Is there anything going on?
We have a fantastic formal and informal network of nonprofits in the Twin Cities, and Minnesota Council for Nonprofits heads a lot of that effort. There's a rich tradition of philanthropy in the Twin Cities, and this younger crowd has been wonderful at information sharing. The Young Nonprofit Professional Network, YNPN, and NetSquared's Net Tuesdays. Those have been places where presentations and discussions like the ones we have at Social Media Breakfast have been taking place around the nonprofit issues and nonprofit space. Certainly informal groups too. I know there's a book club that actually is how I met a lot of these folks, and the first book we read was Groundswell. So, you know, it's definitely that kind of opportunity.
Okay.
Can I ask, just out of curiosity, Meg, you know, we talk a lot about when we get together on the whole ROI, the social media efforts that you've made at the Hennepin County Library, do you feel that they've made an impact as far as bringing more people into the library, or is the information getting out from the library more of an ability to outreach?
I can point to specific conversations where we've been able to crowdsource decisions about the website, definitely answer questions that happen in social spaces, that in person.
You answered a question today right in the middle of your presentation.
Right. What is the population of Kenya?
I believe Kurt Prinz was
giving me a hard time. So the library has been able to answer questions that we would get over the phone, via IM, on Twitter, on Facebook, in these other spaces. So absolutely there has been a return on the investment in terms of engagement.
Right.
And in terms of people declaring publicly their support of the library.
Well, I'll gladly stand up and say, I support the library.
Thank you, Phil Wilson.
Well, I don't know. Absolutely means nothing, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, good. I think we should wrap it up. You've got some interviews on there that we can incorporate.
We're grabbing some individual interviews, and should be fun putting it all together here for a post later on.
We'll be back in front of the computers on Skype in our underwear.
In our pajamas. I wear pajamas.
Of course you do.
Because
you're
kind
of you're sort of a you have.
All right. Great. Take care, guys.
Yeah, over and out.
Graham Thickens did a few select interviews, and here they are.
Okay, Graham at Social Media Breakfast Twin Cities again. I'm with Don Ball. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing good, thank you.
And tell us again who you're with. What do you do? I know, but tell the people.
Yeah, I have a couple of business partners, and we call ourselves Polymer Studios, and we do web and social media consulting.
Yeah, and now you are a fairly recent resident of the Twin Cities, right?
No, actually, I've been here 20 years.
Oh, you have? Okay, but I remember you're from, or you lived in Portland.
I spent some time, yeah.
Okay, but you're actually from here.
From Chicago originally.
Oh, from Chicago.
Yeah, so I'm all over the place.
Yeah, okay. All right. But tell us what you're up to lately. I know you come to these fine events often, but tell us what's cooking.
Yeah, well, I was invited to speak at a convention of farm credit bank executives in Long Beach earlier this week.
Oh.
And I not a group that seems very social, but indeed they were curious about the role of social media and what if anything they should be doing about it.
Now, how in the world did you get invited to an event? Do you have clients in the ag business?
I have a friend who's in the ag lending business, yes.
Okay. And they invited you to speak about social media,
yes,
right?
They were a very curious group, and I had a packed room.
So what was the title of your talk?
Social Media, Friend or Foe.
Oh, okay. And it was well-received? They didn't all sit there with blank looks on their faces?
No, it was well-received, and they asked a lot of questions. They were definitely curious about just even the basics of what networks they should be paying attention to. And I try to turn the corner with them and actually present some pragmatic ways you could, you know, put social media tools to use.
Cool. And so give us the state of farm credit in the United States today. Did you hang around long enough to tell us which way the economy's going for these guys?
I think they're running scared like everybody else. They see some potential recovery, but right now I guess a lot of the commodities are the prices are depressed, and so they have a lot of clients who are in rough shape.
The dairy farmers are in really bad shape with the price of milk, but
and I guess pigs as well. You know, it's all down. So what was interesting though was that I ran into some the one other person who was twittering at the conference was a client of theirs who was invited to speak, and he's a rancher from South Dakota, and he even tweets from the saddle. He said,
"Oh, I love that."
But what's interesting is that the reason he got involved, and I think there's a trend among farmers. I discovered this when I did my research, and I met one of their proponents. They believe that there's farmers who believe they're under assault by activists and in particular vegans. They believe there's an organized vegan conspiracy against traditional farming, and I don't happen to think they're right, but they feel like they're under assault, and they're using social media to organize and actually get out the story of what it's like to be a rancher or a farmer and how they do
That's
things.
That's fascinating. And this guy you met from South Dakota is sort of out in front on that thing?
Oh, yeah. He's very vocal. And the minute he followed me, I had about a dozen other followers now watching my every word because they think I'm one of them. I'm like, well, I'm all for anybody, you know, getting their story out. I think that's great. In fact, I had a good discussion with him about, you know, where there might be some common ground between him and his perceived adversaries.
Sure. Well, that's cool. Tweeting from the saddle. You have to love it. Only in South Dakota.
Yeah. And then there's a guy in Nebraska who actually who tweets from his tractor. Yeah. His air conditioned tractor cab. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Isn't the world of social media constantly amazing?
It is. Yeah. It
really
is.
Well, hey, good talking to you, Don, and have a good event here this morning.
Great. Thank you very much.
Catch you later. Okay, Graham again at the Social Media Breakfast Twin Cities, July 31st, and I've got Paul DeBettings with me.
How you doing, Graham?
Good. What's life been like for you lately?
Well, it's, you know, the economy seems to have bottomed, maybe come back a little bit. I think we're starting to see some companies who haven't hired in so long need to now.
That's good to hear.
I also think that after a long drought, a good bit of rain feels like a flood. So I don't think we're that far yet either.
Great. And I hear you had another one of your great Minnesota recruiter unconferences a couple of weeks ago.
So we were at Best Buy again for the eighth time and had 250 or so recruiters in a room.
Sold out, right?
Yep. So we had a good conversation about what the future of talent is and how to recruit them and where they're located and learned some things about what's going on in different countries like Australia and New Zealand as far as, almost all of their medical stuff isn't done in front of a doctor but through video.
I'll be done. You had a speaker from Australia?
No, we had a national, his name, you ever do that when you're trying to get up in the morning and all of a sudden you drop a name? And great, now you're recording this?
Well, that's okay. But you, it wasn't a speaker from down under. It was someone from the United States talking about what they're doing down under.
Yeah, his name's Kevin Wheeler, and he's been an expert in the kind of what's been going on in the future for years. I mean, so he's been way ahead of the curve for a long time. Cool. And then Josh Kahn from Best Buy did his presentation. Yeah. He did at Google about 6 weeks ago.
Cool.
So
Josh
it was a good event. We did pretty well again. We're trying to figure out how to do it better each time, and now it's getting stressful.
Well, you know, these recruiters are way out front in social media, many of them are, and so a lot of what you talk about at these events relates to social media, right?
I think in some cases there are people like Josh who are really far ahead, and sometimes we look in the rearview mirror and we can't see anybody. So I think there's a bit of
there's a dichotomy there. Some are just getting onto it.
There are some haves and have-nots.
Yeah, there certainly are, but wow, you've done eight of these events now, or just eight at Best Buy.
We've done eight in total. They've all been at Best Buy.
Oh, they have all been at Best Buy. Okay, great. Yeah, I can attest. I've been to a couple of them, and they're great. Well, continued good luck with that, and let's hear it for the economy.
Huh? Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, see you, Paul.
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Got 10 minutes here.
Hey, this is Graham Pickens of Social Media Breakfast Twin Cities on July 31st, and I'm here with Rick Mann. How you doing, Rick?
Hey, pretty good. Graham, how are you?
Great. What do we got in store for us this morning here?
Oh, we've got a great panel today that we're going to be talking about nonprofits and their use of social media here in Minnesota.
Great, great. And Michael Roventeen is part of that, right?
Yep, good morning.
You organized it, right?
Rick has graciously brought me on as co-coordinator of the breakfast now. So, absolutely. Beautiful. Helped put the panel together. We have a great group of people this morning.
How many are on the panel?
Five.
Okay. And we'll be hearing more from them later. Do you want to try to name them right now, or can you? Are they?
I could.
Well, yeah.
I might need my notes.
Well, I'll catch up with them later. You know, we're just getting going. Say, I wanted to ask, Rick, did I hear Brian Person's going to be here today?
That is correct. He was coming in town. He had a number of people he wanted to chat with again. He had a great time back in May when he was here. So he wanted to come back and visit us at Social Media Breakfast.
To the country's largest social media breakfast group, right?
He said it. Yes, yep. It's true. Yeah. And I'm flattered because it really is this community just being enthusiastic and coming together every month. It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. This is an awesome new venue, too. Whose idea was this?
Well, this is actually, I think I got the idea from Becky Nolan. She was, contacted us last time we were over at Deluxe last month and said, hey, got this great place downtown if you want to check into it.
Now, who does Becky work for?
I apologize, I don't know offhand.
Oh, okay. But she was the one who suggested this.
Yes.
Well,
yep.
Good on her.
And that's the community coming together and saying, hey, how about checking out here? Here's an idea to talk about next time. So, kind of like having that input from everybody.
Great. Well, I'll let you guys get back at it. You're busy getting the machines ready here, so we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a lot, Graham.
Thanks.